建立并服侍了休斯顿小士顿休士顿基督徒聚会。
Brother Wei went to be with the Lord on 2013.
在2013年的时候，魏弟兄他就与主同在。
On the past Thursday morning, our sister rested in the bosom of her beloved Lord.
在过去的这个周四，我们的老姐妹她也安息在她所爱的主的怀中。
We all feel a sense of loss.
我们都感到有是很大的一个损失。
But this morning we gather to give thanks to the Lord.
但早上我们聚集在一起是要把感谢来献给主。
We have 12 saints scheduled to share this morning.
早上有12位圣徒要一同来分享。
We have more who want to share but limited by time.
我们有很多的更多的弟兄姐妹想要分享，但我们受到时间的局限。
Therefore, want to give the following time.To these brothers and sisters.
所以要把下面的时间就交给这些弟兄和姐妹们。
Then you would come forward according to your orders.
那请你们照着你们被安排的次序上前来。
Then we'll start with our sister, Jessie Lee.
那我们开始的时候请 Jessie Lee 姊妹先来。
弟兄姊妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我是朱荣祥。
My name is Jesse.
我认识魏师母是在45年以前。
I have known Sister Wei for 45 years.
在洛杉矶，加州洛杉矶的门徒之家是我第一次见到她。
I first met her in the fellowship at Los Angeles.
当我看到一个年轻的妈妈，那个时候魏师母只有四十几岁，很年轻。
At that time, Sister Wei was only 40 some years old. She was a very young mother.
从这个房间里走出来。
And she came out of her room.
圆圆的脸，笑嘻嘻的。
And her round face was full of smiles.
一身朴实的打扮。
And she was very unpretentious, very simple.
那个头发呢是打了两个辫子从旁边再盘到上面装起来。
And I still remember she had two ponytails that were tied up in the top. Braided. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. 我而且这个态度是如此的亲切和蔼。
Her attitude was so kind and so loving.
我一看到以后，我当时心里就很惊讶了一下，怎么在今天这样一个混乱、悖逆的时代，有这么干净的一个人站在我的面前。
As soon as I saw her, I had a first impression, and I was in a little bit of shock, thinking how in such a chaotic, crazy world, there is such a person who is so clean.
我说的干净不是指她的衣服很干净。
And I don't just mean that her clothes were clean.
而是这个人你一看从里面一直到外面都是一个洁净。
But you can see right through her that there is a cleanness from within her heart.
所以我顿时里面就有一个平安整个降在我的身上。
So as soon as I met her, there was a peace that came over me.
魏师母很亲切的走到我的面前来。
I remember Sister Wei came to me very kindly.
就问我说，你就是李姊妹吧。
She asked, oh, are you Sister Lee?
我说是的。
I said, yes, that's who I am.
她说，魏弟兄在刚刚出去之前特别关照我。
She said, Brother Wei just left, but before he left, he especially told me.
等一下要来的这个姊妹他要特别照顾他。
That there is a Sister Lee that we're going to come and visit, and you need to give her special care.
那个时候我刚刚从台湾来到美国。
At that time, I just came to the U.S. from Taiwan.
身边还带着两个孩子。
And I was bringing two children with me.
那个时候的美国不像现在的美国有这么多的中国人。
And at that time, there wasn't as many Chinese in America.
所以呢，我来到这个国家之后，我又带着两个孩子，就觉得非常的孤单、无助，而且生活上很有压力。
So at that time, I was bringing two kids by myself, and I felt very lonely and very helpless. There was a lot of pressure in life.
是当我一看到魏师母的时候。我女儿马上就有一个很平安的感觉降了下来。
But as soon as I saw Sister Wei, my heart felt at peace.
就好像一个船找到了一个可靠的港口。
As if a boat had finally found the harbor.
之后，魏师母就安顿我的住处，替我找工作，而且不是一次两次，替我找合适我的工作。
Afterwards, Sister Wei started to help me arranging my living place, arranging my work, not only once but twice, to find a work that suits me.
而且安顿我的整个的生活，还不时来问问我们怎么样，我们母女三个可好。
And she cared for all of our living conditions, and she always asks how we were.
我心里非常感谢。非常感激。
My heart was filled with gratitude.
所以有一次我就跟魏师母说，我说魏师母，我真的非常谢谢你。
So one time I said, "Oh, Sister Wei, I really, really thank you."
但是魏师母给我的回答是说，你不要谢我。
But her response was simply, "Don't thank me."
你把我你所接受到的爱和关爱，把它分散出去，给所有需要的人。
You just need to take the love and the care that you received, then pass it on to everyone who has need.
当时这样的一句简单的话，给了我里面一个很大的启示。
And it was such a simple reply, yet it brought a great revelation in my heart.
神爱我们，把他的生命给我们，
the Lord,
也让我们在地上经历他的爱，学习怎么样的来爱。
The Lord loves
us. 这个不是来装饰我们自己的。
That the Lord loves us and that He gave His own life for us so that we can live out His life to learn how to love as He loved. It's not so that we can be decorated ourselves.
这个爱是要叫我们送出去的，经过我们以后送出去的。
But that this love is so that it can be passed down, it can be lived out.
所以呢，我就看到了魏师母。在他的生活里面亲身来见证了一个就是我们不过是一个运河。
That our dear Sister Wei really testified with her own life that we are but channels.
所以魏师母他是一个他对我的服侍是一个生命的服侍。
That our Sister Wei really served me with a true life within her.
5月11号的早上，我接到一个电话，知道魏师母在弥留的当中。
And on May 11th in the morning, I received a phone call, and they told me that Sister Wei was dying.
姊妹就带着我，很快的就赶到魏师母的家里面。
So a sister took me, and we rushed to her home.
我们进去之后就看见魏师母安详地躺在床上。
When we entered into her room, we saw that she was just lying there very peacefully.
孩子们都绕在她的旁边。
And all her children was around her bed.
非常孝顺，非常仔细地在照顾着妈妈。
Everyone was providing the best care they could.
我灵里面就这么一闪。
And there was a sudden light that shone in my spirit.
魏师母一生在主面前的服侍，她不但蒙了主的恩，有这么多的这个孝顺的儿孙。
And that she served the Lord all her life, and she had so many loving and kind children.
她的一生的那个生活也是我们众弟兄姊妹的榜样。
And that her whole life had become all of our examples.
而且她更赢得了她这一生 最终的时候在主面前的安然建筑。
And at the end, she was found by the Lord in peace.
愿荣耀归给我们的父神。
So may all glory
谢谢
be to our Father. Thank you. Thank the Lord.
今天有机会来交通见证神的恩典。
神的恩典如何借着魏斯姆的服事
？Thank the Lord.
临到我和我的全家。
Thank the Lord for this opportunity that I can fellowship and testify how the grace of God had come to me and my family through the ministry of our sister Wei.
第一次见到魏弟兄和魏斯姆是他们来我家探访我母亲。
The first time I met Brother and Sister Wei was when they first came to my house to visit my mother.
我父亲过世后，母亲与我同住。
And after my father passed away, my mother stayed with us.
从这次探访后，我母亲开始每星期去 Cook Road 的会所聚会。
Starting from that visitation, my mother began to go attend gathering at the meeting hall in Cook Road.
我从给我母亲开车和做 Uber driver 开始。
And so I began taking my mother to church just like an Uber driver.
转而我成为一个在会所里面听到的一个人。
Until gradually I become someone who listened to the message in the meeting hall. Until I received my salvation.
神奇妙的救恩借着魏弟兄魏师母的探访临到我和我的全家。
And the Lord's marvelous, wonderful salvation came to me through that one visitation.
其实我早就该认识魏师母的。
Actually, I knew Sister Wei even earlier than that.
记得我刚来美国上学，听说可以把国内的成绩单给校方核实，可以免去一些学分。
When I first came here to study, someone told me that I can submit my transcript from China, and then I can deduct some credits from school.
但成绩单要翻成英文。
But the transcript had to be translated into English.
当时有个同学就自告奋勇出来帮助我。
And I had there was a classmate who volunteered to help me.
他说请我姑妈帮你翻译。
He said my aunt will help you translate it.
不出所言，几天后呢，那个成绩单就翻好了。
And certainly, just like he said, in a couple of days the transcript was translated.
后来知道我同学的姑妈就是魏师母。
And later on, I found out this aunt that my classmate had.Was Sister Wei.
那时魏弟兄和魏师母刚来 Houston 不久。
At that time, Brother and Sister Wei just moved to Houston not very long ago.
魏师母除了要帮助魏弟兄的服事，还一边工作。
And Sister Wei was helping out with all the ministry, and she was also working full time.
真可谓是百忙之中。
And she was very, very busy.
但是魏师母却抽时间帮助我。
Yet she had time, or she took time to help me.
这是从神来的爱。
And that was truly love from God.
信主之后呢，我当时还未受浸，觉得生活不顺利，有很多的难处，就萌发去加拿大的念头。
After I accepted the Lord and before I was baptized, there were some difficulty in life. I felt very challenged and very pressured. I had a thought that I should move to Canada.
魏师母魏弟兄知道这件事后呢，为我联系了加拿大的弟兄们来接待我。
So when Brother and Sister Wei found out that I wanted to move to Canada, they began to contact all of their friends in Canada to help me.
在我所去的城市，只要魏弟兄、魏师母有认识的弟兄呢，就会有安排。
As long as they know somebody in any city that I visited in Canada, they will arrange people to help me.
比方说到温哥华时呢，就是王伯希弟兄和另外一位负责弟兄来接待我。
For example, when I visited Vancouver, then Brother Livingston and another responsible brother would come and host me.
直到现在，我还是不太明白为何当时要大动干戈。
Till this day, I still don't understand why they go through such length to help me.
要劳动当地的弟兄们来接待我。
Yeah, they have to mobilize all the brothers and sisters at that time to help me.
我去加拿大完全是为了自己。
Even though the whole
不是去传道的。
The only reason I go to Canada was just for my own benefit. I wasn't there to preach or anything.
我不记得那时魏弟兄和魏师母跟我讲很多的道理。
I didn't remember many of the lessons or the teachings that they were teaching.
想我那时的光景呢是只能喝奶不能吃干粮。
Because at that time I was only a spiritual infant, only suitable for spiritual milk.
但我确信魏弟兄、魏师母为我有很多的祷告。
But I trust that our brother and sister had much prayer for me.
他们有上面来的智慧。
They had wisdom from above.
把我交托在神恩惠的道中。
And they entrusted me in the grace of God.
所以结果呢，我今天就可以站在这里做见证，我就留在 Houston 了。
So as a result, I remained in Houston and I could be here to testify.
受浸后不久啊，魏师母请我吃饭。
And after I was baptized, our sister, invited me to dinner.
其实不止我一个，有五个，一共是五位弟兄。
And it wasn't just me, there were five brothers were invited to the dinner together.
那时我在 Cook Road 聚会，另外四位是 Dumble 的。
And at that time, we were all meeting in Cook Road, and the other four brothers met in Dumble.
好，因为时间的关系，还有其他的很多例子，我就停在这里，没有更多，不讲更多的例子。
And because of time, I wouldn't have time to share all the examples and the stories that we had.
魏师母像魏弟兄一样是神无愧的工人。
Truly, just like Brother Wei, our sister is a good and faithful servant.
他们不仅按正义分解真理的道。
And they share the way of the true word of truth.
教导我们持守那纯正话语的规模。
And they taught us to hold fast unto the true word.
也在言语行为、爱心、信心和敬虔上做我们的榜样。
And through their speech, through their love, through their action and words, they had become our example.
他们服侍了一个世代。
They truly have served a whole generation.
有荣耀的冠冕为他们存留。
And there is a crown of glory reserved for them.
他们是如同云彩般的见证人。
They are like a witness, a cloud of witnesses around us.
对我们今天还留在地上的人。
While we're here still on the earth.
愿感动魏弟兄魏师母的灵同样的感动我们。让我们一起来爱主和服侍主。
Our prayer is that the same spirit that touched their heart may also be in our heart so that we can rise up and serve the Lord and serve the saints.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
他的泪水就像断了线的珠子，不听使唤的涌流出来。
My wife Louise, whenever we mention our sister Wei, her tears would just be free flowing without stop.
所以她请我来念她的怀念。
So she asked me to read her testimony, her memorial of Sister Wei.
她心中实在有万分的不舍。
And there is a great longing in her heart.
他说：“感谢主，亲爱的魏妈妈，洗了地上的劳苦，披上了荣耀的身躯，安睡在神的怀中。”
But we thank the Lord that our dear sister Wei had ceased the toil on the earth, and now she's resting in the bosom of our Lord.
1982年，我带女儿来休斯顿和弟兄团聚，神那个时候就带领我们来到这个属灵的家。
And in 1982, I brought my daughter to come and reunite with my husband.And that's when the Lord brought me into this spiritual home.
在这里不但有神丰富的话语供应，还有家的温暖。魏弟兄和魏师母就像爸爸妈妈一样呵护我们，让我们远离家乡的海外游子，感受到家的爱。
Here not only there is a rich supply of the Word of God, but there is also the love, like a family. A brother and sister Wei treated us like a father and mother who really cared for us, and that we who are far away from home can find the love of home.
因为常常在魏妈妈的身边，很多人就问我是魏妈妈的第几个女儿，我就告诉他们我是第零个，因为我比她的大女儿还大。
And I was always hanging out around Sister Wei, so some people would ask, which daughter are you? And then I would say I was number zero because I was older than the eldest one who was Catherine.
后来我们因为上学学区的缘故，我们家就搬到魏妈妈家的附近，更让我们想到更多的爱和教导，点点滴滴在心，历历在目。
And because we were trying to go to a different school zone, so we moved near Sister Wei, and because we were so close that we spent even more time together, and I can still remember all the details of the time we spent.
我有很多在服事上的学习，那时候我刚刚拿到驾照，他会经常的让我开车，带着他去看望年长的师母，和他们一起唱诗祷告。他也常常带我去探视年轻的姐妹，并且常常的鼓励我，趁着你年轻的时候多多参与教会的服事。
And she really trained me in the term of ministry. At that time, I just had my driver's license, so she would ask me to drive her to visit elderly saints and to sing with them, to pray with them, and sometimes we will also visit younger sisters.And that she will always encourage me that while I was still young to really devote myself into the ministry and the service of the saints.
在查经聚会的时候，给我最印象最深刻的就是她每次都认真的把弟兄的分享，将圣经一卷一卷的章节记成笔记。
And I still have such a deep impression of how when Brother Wei was sharing in the Bible study, she would be on the side.Quietly and diligently taking notes and to take notes of every verse.
当我心中难过的时候，会向魏妈妈诉说心中的苦楚，她就像妈妈那样的劝慰我，并用神的话鼓励我，常常用罗马书12:20说，因为你这样行，就是将炭火堆在他的头上。
When I was sad, I would come and pour out the bitterness from my heart to Sister Wei, and then she will encourage me and counsel me like a mother, saying, if he's thirsty, give him a drink, for in doing so, you'll be heaping coals and fire on his head.
她不单单的爱我，她也关心我的在世的父母。去年我回台湾的时候，他为我预备了一大箱床上铺的房垫尿布和老人的纸尿布。
Not only she loves me, but she cares for all my family. Last year when I returned to Taiwan, she even prepared a whole box of waterproof pads and adult diapers for my mother.
魏妈妈，我爱您，因为你先爱了我。
We do want to say, Sister Wei, I love you because you first loved me. Thank you.
In 追思魏师母的同时，我很自然会追念和魏弟兄、魏师母相处和受教导的点点滴滴。这些似乎是很平凡的小事，但是都能反映出作为主的老仆人、老使女爱主爱弟兄的高贵品质。
As I remember Sister Wei, and I cannot help but remember many of the small details as I spend time with Brother and Sister Wei, and these might all seem to be very small, ordinary things.Yet they all reflect the honorable character of our dear servant of the Lord.
凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is anything of excellence, if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
32年前，我们刚到休斯顿，最先认识的是魏弟兄、魏师母和 Catherine 姊妹。那天，他们开两辆车 亲自到机场来接我们。
32 years ago, brother and sister Wei and their daughter Catherine was the first people I met in Houston. Because they drove two cars to came to the airport to pick me up.
魏弟兄魏师母知道当年上海南阳路基督徒聚会处被取缔的时候，我还年幼，后又因政治环境无法参加聚会，我没有得到应有的初心造就，所以对我属灵生命的长进非常关心。
Our brother and sister knew that I was still very young when our church in Shanghai was shut down by the government. And because of the political environment, I was not able to meet in the fellowship, and my spiritual growth was not very well. So they really, really cared for my spiritual life.
每次见面总问我个人灵修读经进度和参加聚会的情况。一次我问读经有什么好方法，回答一个字，读。
And so every time they see me, that they will ask, how is my spiritual life? How is my devotion? How is my Bible reading? So one time I asked them, do you have any tricks in reading the Bible? They just give me one word, read.
虽然我从小信主，但每个主日参加伯饼聚会，还是到休斯顿来以后的事。他们教导我在伯饼聚会上要开口赞美、感谢、称颂爱我们的主。
Even though I believed the Lord when I was little, but it wasn't until I moved to Houston that I began to gather before the table and worship the Lord with the saints every week. And they started to teach me that at the table meeting, I ought to open my mouth and praise the Lord.
在登堡聚会，他们鼓励我多参加行政事务上的服事。教会安排孔英弟兄和我管理财务，他们常常提醒，教会的钱就是神的钱，要做忠心有建设的好管家，因为神家里的，为了神家里的事，该用的钱不要吝惜，不该用的钱一分也不能浪费。
At the Dumbo Fellowship, they encouraged me to participate in ministry, and the church arranged for me and Brother Roy to take care of the finance of the church. And they always encouraged me and remind me that the church's money belongs to God. And if it's for the benefit of the church, then do not withhold any one penny. But if it's not for the good of the Lord, then we cannot waste any penny.
到休斯顿时，我已经人到中年，人生地不熟。魏弟兄魏师母除了在属灵的事上关心教导，在日常生活起居上也无微不至的关心照顾。
When we arrived in Houston, I was already middle-aged, and I did not know anyone. So they not only cared for me in spiritual life, but also cared for me in my daily living.
他们拿出休斯顿的地图，指着当时西南区在 Cook Road 的聚会点和 Dumbo 的会所，教我开车从高速公路出口的位置。
I remember they laid out a big map of Houston, and they point to the Cook Road Fellowship that we were at, and they pointed to Dumbo, and they taught me how to get on the freeway and which exit to get off.
教会安排我住在 Dumbo 会所旁边的房子，我不知道活蚂蚁的厉害，开始为会所割草，不小心腿上被活蚂蚁咬了五六个大包。他们知道后，买了一罐灭活蚂蚁的药，叫我要加多少水，如何从外围向中心一圈一圈的灭活蚂蚁的方法。
And so later on, the church accommodated me to stay in the house near Dumbo Church, and I did not know the severity of the fire ants in Houston. And then when I was mowing the grass, mowing the lawn, I was bitten really badly by fire ants. So Brother and Sister Wei bought a big bottle of fire ant chemicals by themselves, and they came to taught me how to dilute it with water, how to treat it from outside to inside, ring by ring.
5年前我退休，参加每个礼拜四上午的年长弟兄姐妹的聚会，魏师母鼓励我要交通分享。很惭愧，我足口笨舌。魏师母劝勉我，即使只有一个饼、一条鱼，也要交给主，拿出来分享，这是很好的侍奉。
And 5 years ago, I retired, so I began attending the Thursday morning elderly's gathering, a Bible study. But Sister Wei encouraged me to open my mouth and share with everyone. But I was not very eloquent and I could not share very well. And she would say, even if you only have one fish and one bread, then you should still bring it out and share with everyone, because that is faithful service.
现今魏弟兄和魏师母已打了美好的仗而胜利凯旋。
And now brother and sister Wei had fought their good fight and they have returned victoriously.
跑进了当跑的路，如明光照耀，守住了所信的道，是光辉夺目，已有公义的冠冕为他们存留。
And they have finished their race with light behind their back, and they have held fast unto the truth, and now there is a crown of glory reserved for them.
今天我们和敬爱的魏师母在地上离别，心中难免非常的不舍，但深信到那日我们要和我们的救主和主里安睡的弟兄姊妹在天上永远相聚，不再分离。
Now we say farewell to our dear sister and our hearts are filled with longing, but we have such a glorious hope that on that day we shall see our Lord and all the saints that slept in the Lord, and that we will never depart again.
这是何等荣耀的盼望，能够激励我和今天在座的所有弟兄姊妹每天过敬虔的生活，以荣耀我们的主。谢谢大家。
And this is such a glorious hope which encourages me, as well as all the saints here, that we can live a daily godly life to glorify His name.
我准备信息是用英文，所以我下面会用英文分享。
I'm always emotional for family's passing.
那当遇到家人过世的时候，我总是非常的感情又感情。
So I ask the Lord, let me not cry today.
所以我求主让我今天不要哭出来。
Also I'm a little bit nervous.
那我也有一点紧张。
So I ask the Lord to anointing.
所以我求主了，
sharing,
yeah. 来恩膏我下面的分享。
To me, I don't think I ever use sister way or brother way turn.
那对我来说，我好像没有称过魏弟兄或魏姐妹。
I always call them 魏妈妈、魏伯伯。
那我总是叫他们魏妈妈、魏伯伯。
Because the love I receive from Christ is through their personal care to me and my family.
因为我和我的家人是借着他们来领受主耶稣基督的爱。
So when I read the email about Wei Mama's passing, I see a vision immediately. That is Wei Mama and Wei Bobo, they're united and they're so thrilled to see each other again.
所以当我读到魏妈妈过世的这个邮件的时候，我立刻就看到了一个意象，就是魏伯伯跟魏妈妈他们又重聚在一起，并且他们非常喜乐。
They're just like this.
他们就好像这样在一起，能够来彼此拥抱，他们非常的喜乐，能够再一次看到对方。
And this is the reality of all Christians. We close our eyes to go to sleep, and when we open our eyes and we will be in the Beulah land.
那这对我们基督徒来说实在是一个实际，我们闭上眼睛睡去，当我们再睁开眼睛的时候已经在荣美之地。
So I would like to share four things of Wei Mama, Wei Bobo and me and my family.
所以我愿分享四件魏伯伯、魏妈妈和我的家人之间的故事。
I don't remember what year, but there was a time that Wei Mama came to Dumbo to lead a Friday Bible study for a young people's group for several months.
虽然我不记得具体的年份，但大概曾有几个月的时间，魏妈妈就来到 Dumbo 来带领年轻人在周五晚上的读经。
So one Friday evening, a brother brought a friend came to our meeting, and that friend only speaks English.
那有一天晚上的话，有一个弟兄就带了一个朋友来到我们的聚会当中，那个朋友他只会讲英文。
So 魏妈妈 then led the whole meeting in English, and her English is.Professional.
那魏妈妈当天晚上就用英文来带领整这个晚上的聚会，她的英文是非常的专业的。
Yep. And then 15 years ago, when I start in translation service, my first ever translation is for 魏伯伯's message.
那在15年前，当我开始翻译的服事的时候，我第一次服事就是为着魏伯伯的信息。
We all know, Wei Bobo didn't have an outline for his message. And his message is just led by the Holy Spirit.
那我们都知道魏伯伯他是没有这个信息的大纲的，他讲信息都是靠圣灵的带领。
So I can prepare. So they both, Wei Bobo and Wei Mama, they prayed hard for me.
所以我就不太好准备，那魏伯伯和魏妈妈他们就非常迫切地为我祷告。
And of course, I survived that one by the grace of God.
那因着神的恩典，我就能够就是顺利翻译第一场。
Okay. Since then, I am the one who translate for Wei Bobo's sermon whenever he preaches in Dumbo, and they always pray for me each time.
那从那之后，每当魏伯伯要在 Dumbo 讲信息的时候，我就为他翻译。每一次，他们都会为我祷告。
In 2006, when my husband had heart failure, Wei Mama called me and taught me, gave me instructions on how to make vegetable juice for a heart patient.
那当2006年我的先生他有心衰的时候，魏妈妈就打电话指教我该怎么样来为一个有心衰的病人准备蔬菜汤。
And in 2019,though Wei Mama is in wheelchair, but Wei Mama and the whole Wei family attended my husband's memorial service.
那在2019年的时候，那虽然那时候魏妈妈已经坐在轮椅上，但她和整个魏家都参加了我先生的追思聚会。
And he sent offerings to the American Heart Association in my husband's name.
那并且他以我先生的名义来给美国心脏协会奉献。
There are more moments like this, but my time is up. And so, each time when we have a joint meeting, I always, go to Wei Mama's seat over there. I always greet her.
那虽然还有很多很多类似的事例，但我的时间已经非常的有限。那每当我们有在一起的这个聚会的时候，我总是会到那边为妈妈坐的位置去问候她。
Wei Mama, I'll see you again. We will greet each other, and I'll see you in a little while.
魏妈妈，我会再见到你的。那我到时会再来问候你，就再稍等一会儿。
弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Brothers and sisters, greetings.
感谢主让我在26年前来到这个聚会。
Thank the Lord for bringing me here 26 years ago.
并且有机会越来越认识魏妈妈。
And also I had a chance to know Sister Wei better and better.
她和魏伯伯的服事一直都是强调教会是神的家。
And her ministry as well as Brother Wei's ministry always emphasized that this is the house of God.
那在家里呢是讲爱的地方，不是讲理的地方。
In the family,We talk about love. We don't talk about reasons.
那这句话呢，对于连在自己的家里面都常常想讲理的我，是一个非常非常重要的提醒。
For someone like me who even reasons in my own household, this is a great reminder.
也是我一生学习的功课。
This is also a lesson that I'm still learning with my life.
感谢主，让我们在神的家里面，有魏伯伯和魏妈妈这样的大家长。
And we thank the Lord for great parents like Brother and Sister Wei in the family of God.
那我们弟兄后来全时间服事以后，
When my husband began to serve full time,
我们真的是在服侍里面还有在生活里面受到魏伯伯和魏妈妈很多的照顾。
And brother and sister Wei really really cared for us in our ministry as well as in our family life.
不过我今天呢是要就着魏师母怎么样在这个做一个合神心意的妻子上面对我的帮助。
And I will just share today on the aspect of how Sister Wei helped me or taught me how to be a good wife.
大家都知道魏伯伯和魏妈妈他们的性格是一个快一个慢。
And most of you probably know Brother and Sister Wei are very different in their character. One is very fast, one is very slow.
那谁快谁慢你们自己想。
You have to figure out yourself who is the fast and who is the slow one.
但是呢他们却一直能够很和谐的相处。
Yet they lived in great harmony.
那在教会里面的配搭服饰呢他们也都非常的就是都合作得非常的好。
And they cooperated really well as they served together at church.
Yeah, 那我想他们应该都是因着在主里面他们认识到他们没有人可以改变对方。
I think because they realized very early on that in the Lord that no one can change the other person.
那他们也都知道真的是最重要的就是先求神来改变我们自己。
And the most important is that we ask the Lord to change ourselves first.
所以当有姐妹在魏妈妈面前埋怨自己的丈夫的时候。
So sometimes there are sisters that will come before Sister Wei and they will have some complaints about their husbands or in their family.
那魏妈妈呢不会跟着姐妹一起出气。
And our Sister Wei would never just murmur with the other sister.
但是呢她也不会呢就是教着姐妹应该怎么样应该怎么样。
Nor would she instruct another sister, this is what you ought to do.
她不会和她一起来分析问题然后一起想着应该怎么样解决。
She would not analyze the problem or try to teach the other people how to solve a problem.
那反而呢魏妈妈呢总是很诚恳的用神的话语来帮助他们。
But rather, she will always help them with the word of God.
而且呢，她也会提醒我们们姐妹们要祷告，因为只有神能够改变人心。
And she will always remind all the sisters we ought to pray because only the Lord can change a heart.
也只有圣灵说了才算。
And only the Holy Spirit has the final authority.
接着，她不仅会带着姐妹一起祷告，也会持续的关心姐妹。和他先生之间的关系和情形。
And after that, not only she would pray with the sister, but she would continually care for the relationship and for the well-being of our sister and their family life.
这个对于喜欢分析事情又很喜欢出主意出意见的我是一个很大的冲击。
And for someone like me who always like to analyze who's right or wrong, who always wants to is very opinionated. This is a great impact.
因为魏妈妈是一个非常非常聪明也非常有能力的人。
Because Sister Wei is very wise and full of wisdom and very capable.
所以如果连她都要选择凡事仰望神，那我更是需要这样子的来学习。
So even for her, she has learned resolutely that she needs to rely on the Lord in all things. And then for me even more so.
就像圣经上讲的，真的是神要真是灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Just like the Bible says, He will lay to waste the wisdom of the wise.
所以呢，让我们都能够来学习呢，尊重圣灵的工作。
So we would all honor the work of the Holy Spirit first.
那在与魏伯伯的服事上，他一直都是以一个帮助者的身份。
In terms of the ministry of Brother Wei, our sister had always been the helper.
他常常的就是陪在弟兄的身边，然后每个礼拜二、礼拜四的查经，他总是很安静的在旁边做笔记。
She will always be by his side and taking note very diligently.
那直到中午十二点了，他就会提醒魏伯伯时间到了。
And then around noon time, she will kindly remind our brother that time's up.
那提醒归提醒，如果魏伯伯他还是有感动继续分享。
But the reminder is just a reminder. If our brother still had the leading of the Spirit to continue sharing,
那魏妈妈就会在旁边继续记笔记，然后很安静的这个享受这个聚会。
Then she will continue to quietly take notes and to enjoy the gathering.
那这也是成为我一个很重要的学习。
That's also a great instruction for me.
因为当每一次翁弟兄讲话分享超时的时候，我就会坐立难安。
Because whenever my husband shared too long, then I will become very anxious.
那我总觉得，哎，我这个提醒还不够的话，我怎样再想办法用别的方式来提醒
？I would think my reminder was not good enough. What else can I do to remind him the time's up?
那到后来呢，弟兄还是讲他该讲的话。那可是我呢，是从头到尾都没有好好的安静，也没有享受这个聚会里面神话语的供应。
And if my husband continued to share, then I would lose my peace, and I would not have the ability to really enjoy the word of God.
所以我觉得真的是谢谢姐妹这样子的一个榜样，让我知道就是说，我们呢是可以尽我们的这个爱心说诚实话。但是说完了以后呢，也不要有太高的期望。
So our sister was a great example for me that we can speak the word of truth in love, but don't have too high of expectation of the result.
那还是让圣灵来做主。
You allow the Holy Spirit to do His work.
那魏波波离开我们以后呢，有一段时间其实魏妈妈她都蛮下沉的，甚至于吃不下饭。
After the passing of our dear brother, our sister Wei was very sad for a long time. For a period of time, she had no appetite to eat at all.
但是她知道魏波波呢，她是很喜欢养殖花草树木，所以后院还留了很多的花草树木。
And she knew that Brother Wei really loved gardening, so in the backyard there were a lot of trees and plants.
那虽然魏妈妈对这个是不感兴趣的。
And our sister Wei had no interest in gardening or planting.
但是呢，她就是很自然的，她就把这个责任接下来，开始呢就是请我帮忙每一年两三次买应该的这个肥料。
Yet very naturally, she took the gardening responsibility upon herself, and then she will ask me to help her to bring fertilizer three times a year to help her garden.
那虽然这几年我们遇到了冰灾，遇到了水灾，然后天气又很炎热，但是呢，她现在后院呢养的比魏波波在的时候还要好。
And so even though in these past several years we had flood, we had hail, we had drought, yet her backyard is even more thriving now than it was before.
那她在服饰上也是这样子的，接续魏波波的服饰。
In the same way, she took upon the responsibility of the ministry upon herself.
那她继续参加每周日还有每周五的查经聚会。
She continued to attend all the Bible studies on Friday nights and all the gatherings on Sundays.
那她也继续在祷告里面扶持许多的弟兄姐妹们。
And she continued to support many brothers and sisters in her prayers.
虽然她呢有的时候晚上呢睡得不好，但是她坚持呢能够来参加波饼聚会的时候，她一定来的。
Sometimes she does not sleep very well, but as long as her health allows, she will come to break bread with brothers and sisters.
那有一阵子呢，我都没有听到她波饼的时候开口祷告。
For a while, I couldn't hear her open her mouth and pray during the table meeting.
那我就去提醒她，为妈妈要开口祷告啊。
I would remind her, Sister Wei, you can speak louder when you pray.
然后魏妈妈就说，不是每个人祷告都像你这么大声。
So she would tell me, not everyone prays as loud as you do.
那可是呢，其实呢，我后来注意到魏妈妈呢，她如果没有机会开口祷告，因为有的时候拿麦克风的弟兄没有听到她祷告的声音。
So actually, and later on, noticed that sometimes when she prays, she's not very loud, so the microphone did not, the brothers holding the microphone couldn't hear her.
但是呢，其实她坐在我后一排的祷告是比任何人都还要长。 还要多的。
But as a matter of fact, her prayers, as she sits behind me, she prays the longest and the most among all of us.
啊，所以我真的是觉得，就是神他是听每一个人有声无声、大声小声的赞美祷告。
So then I really realized the Lord listens to all of our prayers, whether loud or soft, or perhaps even inaudible. He hears all our prayers.
所以也感谢神，让他在这个敬祭司的职分上成为我们众人的榜样。
We thank the Lord that she had been such a faithful, she took on such a faithful priestly duty.
那我们从台湾回来以后，我们去探望他的时候，他的身体已经非常的软弱。而且有的时候意识也不太清楚了。
After we returned from Taiwan this past month, when we visit her, she had become very weak, and sometimes her mind is not very her mind was confused.
但是在这样的情形下，却越发显出她对神的爱是多么的真实。
But especially in these circumstances, it really expressed how much love she had for the Lord.
因为在他最糊涂的时候
，because even when she was confused in her mind，
他在灵里面却还能够清楚的祷告，而且能够背得起来诗歌。
She was still able to pray very clearly in the spirit, and she can memorize all the hymns.
那在他心思不清楚的时候
，and even when her heart and mind was not clear，
他总是以为自己的家是在开放聚会爱宴。
She's always thinking that she is in the midst of a love feast or in the midst of a gathering.
或者她正在准备穿衣服拿东西要去聚会。
Or that she thought she was getting ready to go to the gathering.
这也让我真是被提醒要常常来省察我们是不是每一天我们口中的言语还有心中的意念都能够这样子的讨主的喜悦。
So that was a great reminder for me. Is the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart pleasing to the Lord?
所以感谢主把这样的见证人放在我们身边，愿我们都能够效法他，如同他效法基督。
So may the Lord, we praise the Lord for giving us such a great witness around us that we may imitate her as she imitated Christ.
谢谢。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹平安，我是2002年七月从纽泽西搬到休斯顿，感谢主，经过史蒂芬伯弟兄的介绍，把我们全家带到这个教会。
We thank the Lord that we moved to Houston from New Jersey in 2002. And from the introduction of Brother Stephen Bohr, the Lord brought us to this church.
当时知道魏伯伯和魏妈妈在这间教会服侍的时候，我心里非常的兴奋，因为我们在小的时候就常常从父母的口中知道他们的名字。
And I was very excited when I found out Brother and Sister Wei serves in this fellowship, because when I was little, I've heard their name from my parents.
接着每星期二早上，我们都在魏伯伯家有查经聚会。每次不但在邻里有很丰富的收获，然后他和他们也越来越熟悉，好像一家人一样。
And so following that, we began to gather in their house for Bible study every Tuesday morning, and that we get to know them more and more. They became like family to me.
我觉得魏妈妈待我特别好，其实魏妈妈对每个人都很好。
And I thought that Sister Wei was especially kind to me, but actually she was kind to everyone.
我也常在他面前吐露心思，他常会用圣经的话告诉我，更在他身上看到他又真又活的见证。
I often pour out my heart and my troubles before her, and she will teach me and instruct me in the Word of God.
以前除了查经以外呢，我也会常常因为一些事到魏伯伯家，他们总是留我吃饭。当时只有我们三个人在家的时候，我看到魏妈妈言行举止对魏伯伯的顺服还有敬重非常有感触，我想这是我一个很重要的学习。
And besides Bible study, sometimes I will go to their house for other matters, and then they will keep me there for meals, and it would be just the three of us, and I will observe how our sister was so submissive to our brother and so kind to our brother, and that was a great learning experience for me.
他也是一个代祷者，他常常告诉我说，如果你答应要替人家祷告，你绝对不可以忘记。 这也是一个提醒我的一个很重要的事情。
And she was a great intercessor. She's always reminding me, if you have promised someone that you will pray for them, then do not forget.
Yeah. 最让我羡慕魏妈妈的是她的喜乐。她常常不知不觉就会哼出一首歌来。她真的是以基督耶稣为至宝。直到现在我闭上眼睛都可以看到她微笑的 脸孔。
And one thing I admire her the most, it was her, the joy in her heart. And very often, unconsciously, she would be humming a hymn and singing to herself. She truly treated Christ as the most precious to her.
她真的很爱我们啊。我在台湾这四年中，她几乎每个月都会打电话给我一次到两次，啊，问我婆婆好不好啊，我和弟兄好不好啊。他替我打气，替我加油。他告诉我说，主的恩典够我用，靠着耶稣我凡事都能做。
She truly loved me when I was in Taiwan for this past 4 years. She would call me at least once or twice every month to cheer me up, to encourage me, and to say that the grace of God is enough for me.
非常的感谢神，刚好在我回美国的这一小段时间里面，为妈妈回天家。虽然十分的不舍，有一些错愕，但是我相信这是神的爱。
I really thank the Lord that I just returned to the U.S. and for a very short time, and our sister passed away. Even though I'm has a great longing for her, and even though there is a little bit of shock, but we praise the Lord that it is by His love.
Yeah, 他已经尽了他一生所能，他现在安回了天家，见到爱他的主和魏伯伯。这实在是很美好，感谢赞美主。
And she has done all she could, and now she has returned to her family home, her heavenly home, and reunited with sister brother Wei. So we praise the Lord.
感谢主，听了这么多的见证，我也把我在魏伯伯、魏妈妈他们服侍我的事情上简短的说一下，因为真的要把全部说出来的话，真的是。这个天底下都容不下了。1992年的时候，主带我来到基督徒聚会，认识了魏伯伯、魏妈妈，在这个属灵的家生长。
We thank the Lord for hearing all these testimonies. I will just share very briefly because if I were to speak of all they have done, then there is no time for that. The Lord has brought me here in 1992 to start growing in this church.
短短几年呢，神的手就临到我们的家。我说我们是我们多次经历了属灵的这个精炼。
And in the short few years, the Lord has really trained us in many different challenges and experiences.
时常呢觉得力不能胜。当时60多岁的魏伯伯、魏妈妈常常来探望、来扶持我们，在真理上来坚固我们。
And very often I will feel that the difficulty, the challenges are too great for me. So brother and sister Wei will come to visit us and to strengthen us in the word of God and try to encourage us.
不仅两位老人家服侍我们的家，他们的下一代女儿们的家也服侍了我们。
Not only the brother and sister Wei served us, and also all of their next generation, their families ministered to us.
明明看见这就像一条活水的江河，承传了主的教训，一直流传下来，使我的灵魂的锚不知不觉的就抛在耶稣基督坚固的磐石上。
And their family is like a river of living water that carried the instruction and the word of God all the way to the next generation. And that my soul, as if it had found a safe haven and that can be anchored in the Lord.
魏伯伯一生忠心侍奉主，回天家以后，魏妈妈仍然会电话嘘寒问暖。有的时候就会问妈妈没有看见我们家弟兄，就会问 Paul 呢，他还好吗
？And after our brother passed away, our sister continued to call us all the time to care for us, to ask how we were. And if they do not see my husband, she would come up to say, "Where is Paul? How is he doing?"
相信许多弟兄姊妹们都经历了魏妈妈爱的体贴和温柔。我相信今天婆和我仍然可以坐在圣徒的中间，可以学习忠心的侍奉。不仅他老人家平日的问候，更是付上了许多祷告的代价。
We do trust that many brothers and sisters here have received the care and the love from our sister, and for Paul and I to be still be able to be sitting here and among the saints, it was all because of their prayers.
因为为妈妈忠心的服侍，这个生命也就延传了下来，不仅在言语上，更是在行为上。最近几次探望，看见老人家，他的心思都在侍奉神的家，不由得我心被恩感，而且肃然起敬。
Our sister Wei served so faithfully, and this life that she had continued to be passed on, not only in words but also in behavior, in action. These past few times when I visited her, I saw all of her heart was on the ministry in this, of the saints, and my heart was really encouraged.
我有神儿子的生命，能这样彰显出神儿子的所事，死亡不能够拘禁他。复活在我，生命也在我，为妈妈活出了主复活生命的大能。
So I saw that only was the life of the Son of God can truly express and be lived out to glorify and to reveal who he was, and that death cannot hold him, and he is the resurrection and the life, and this resurrected life is lived out through our sister Wei.
Amen. 我有一个意念甚至在我的心的深处啊，说平常若再见不到魏妈妈，就好像好久不见了。不久之后呢，我要跟魏妈约个 appointment， 在天家好好聚一聚。
I just even have this thought, even though we cannot see her now, we will make appointment that when we see her in heaven, we will have a really good gathering together.
我在这里愿意用箴言三十一章，的话来见证魏妈妈。能在此呢，我也愿意来鼓励弟兄姊妹，尤其是在座的姊妹们。
I want to use I want to use Proverbs 31 to really testify to the life of our sister Wei, as also an encouragement to the sisters among us.
Wei 妈妈是我们的好榜样，更愿主她的生命的活泉呢，也借着她的见证，继续一代一代的在我们生命中流传下去，而且可以一直流，一直流，一直流，流到永生。
And just like our sister Wei was such a great example, we pray that the living water of the life of the Lord that was in her can also be flowed out through us to the next generation and continue on forever.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。她丈夫心里依靠她，必不缺少利益。她一生使丈夫有益无损。
An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and no evil.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮助穷乏人。
She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hand to the needy.
她开口就发智慧，她舌上有仁慈的法则。
She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她说，才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Her children rise up and bless her. Her husband also, he praises her, saying, Many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all.
唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。愿他享受操作所得的，愿他的工作在城门口荣耀他。
A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates.
Amen.
Just a verse to reflect on Sister Wei. It's Jesus' words, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment.
那我想用一节圣经来怀念我们的姐妹。在马太福音，耶稣对他们说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
Grandma Wei has such a love and heart for the Lord.
那魏奶奶她向着主有何等的一个爱心。
We sense it in the prayer when she prayed at the Lord's table.
当她在主的饼杯面前来祷告的时候，我们从她的祷告当中就能感到。
Even in the singing, there is such heart for the Lord.
那即使在她唱诗的时候，那里面你也能够感到她向主的心。
I remember when I started as a pianist.
那我记得当我刚开始在弹琴上服侍的时候。
I rushed the beat.
那我会弹得非常的快。
But she, they were so quick to correct me just by the way they sing and also clapping their hands.
但他们借着自己的唱诗，借着他们打拍子，就能够很快的来改正我的节奏。
So I learned quite quickly how to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我很快的就学会如何能够跟从圣灵的带领。
And sitting there was like the best seat in the house because when Grandpa and Grandma Wei came in, there was a smile on their face and they always greeted you.
那好像坐在这个弹钢琴的位置是整个聚会当中最好的位置，因为每当魏奶奶、魏爷爷他们来到这时，他们总是带着笑容来问候你。
I'm also thankful to the Lord too for the times we had to study the Word with Grandpa and Grandma Wei.
那我同样也感谢主，让我有一段时间能够跟魏爷爷和魏奶奶一起来读他的、来读神的话。
Because we really had to dig into the Word.
因为那时我们必须要非常认真的去研读神的话。
But during those studies, Grandma Wei would always ask us how we are doing and how our families were doing. So she cared for each and every one of us.
那当我们查经的时候，魏奶奶她总是会问我们怎么样，我们的家人怎么样，所以她实在是关心我们每一个人。
So from her life, we see loving the Lord and loving one another.
所以借着她的生命，我们看到如何爱主也爱人如己。
Really short, Grandma Wei's love and devotion to the Lord is something that I will always remember.
那我的分享会非常简短。那魏奶奶她向着神的爱和奉献是我一生都会铭记的。
8 years ago, I stayed at her house and it was an enjoyable time.
八年前我在她家中住了短短的几个月，那段时间是非常的让我享受。
I witnessed the godly character that she possessed and the reality of living out God's word.
那我就见证了她里面神的性情以及如何能够活出神话语的实际。
She's a doer of the word.
她是那个能够把话活出来的人。
Her patience, her generosity, and her selfless love for the saints are notable.
她向着圣徒们的爱心、慷慨和无私的爱是非常值得尊敬的。
She always thought about others before herself.
她总是在自己面前，在自己前边先想到别人。
And she likes to stand in your shoes and give you suggestions, but never force her way.
她总是会站在你的角度来考虑问题，但她不会把自己的方法强迫给你。
She was the best friend that anyone could ask for.
他是每一个人所能够求的最好的朋友。
Before I moved out, I told Grandma Wei that I will come visit often.
那当我在我从他家搬出去之前，我跟他说，魏奶奶，我会常常来拜访你的。
She paused and said, "You'll be a wife and you have a family to take care of."
他就跟我说，你会成为一个妻子，你要照顾你的家人。
So, I'll always remember how she knelt by her chair to pray every morning.
我至今仍记着她每早晨如何跪在椅子前来祷告。
And I will always remember how she sat next to the recording machine and listened to Brother Wei's message.
我也一直会记得她如何站在录音机前来听魏爷爷的信息。
And I will always remember how she warmly smiled at me every time she saw me at church.
我也一直会记着每当她在教会当中见到我时如何那样温暖地向我微笑。
Thank you for your example, Grandma Wei.
谢谢你这样一个完美的榜样，魏奶奶。
弟兄姊妹，大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我今天分享的就是活在信心里的基督徒魏妈妈。
I just want to share about our sister Wei who's living out her faith.
我是参加新约查经小组聚会上认识魏妈妈的。她常来我们组帮助我们讲解圣经的内容，用自己在基督徒生活中经历和属灵成长的见证来解读我们查经中的疑问，并且告诉我们圣经读圣经就是学习信心，如何用自己的一生来信靠主。
So I came to know Sister Wei from our Bible study in the New Testament. She often come and help out in the Bible study, and she will try to answer our questions through the experiences she had. And from that, we really realized and understood that studying the Bible is to live out, to learn this lesson of faith and to trust the Lord with all our life.
我在读旧约中看见挪亚因着信心用一百多年建造方舟，亚伯拉罕因着信心献以撒，又因着信将神的心意作为自己的心意。信心的学习得益于为妈妈在查经时的激励。
So through that, I started to see how Noah by faith built the ark in 100 years, and how Abraham by faith offered Isaac as a sacrifice, and also took God's heart as her own, as his own. And all of my studying in this matter of faith was benefited by Sister Wei.
我虽然认识魏妈妈只有八九年的时间，只是不是很熟，只是认识。但是我每一次看见他凭着信心坐着轮椅参加各样的聚会，无论是主日聚会、祷告聚会、年长弟兄姊妹的聚会、查经聚会等，都能看到他来自神的信心里面的慈容的笑貌。
I only know her for 8 or 9 years. I knew of her, but not I did not know her very well. But whenever I see her, she would be attending all the gatherings faithfully, and I can see her smile whenever she appears.
主动与弟兄姊妹打招呼，无论是年长的、年轻的、年幼的，一视同仁。每当魏妈妈看见我的时候，就会用上海话问候我母亲：“你妈好吗？”这就是说你妈妈好吗？这让我非常感动，自己坐在轮椅上还关心着别人。
And she would come up to people to greet them, to ask them whether it's elderly saints or younger saints. She treats everyone the same. Whenever she sees me, she will speak in Shanghai dialect to ask about my mother. And I've always been very touched that she herself is on the wheelchair, yet she is always caring about other people.
在她身体是软弱的，信心却是刚强的。哪怕是在疫情中，他都没有情绪低落、郁闷、愁苦。那时候我参加线上祷告聚会、年长聚会，见到魏妈妈，她还是和疫情以前一样的喜乐平安。
And even though when her health was weak, when her body was weak, her spirit was still strong. When I see, even during the pandemic, she did not have any kind of depression. And whenever I see her online, she's had the same smile, the same joy in her heart.
在疫情中，起初我们是非常恐惧的，参加了线上祷告聚会，特别是年长弟兄姊妹的聚会，看见他们交通分享，慢慢除去了我们心里的恐惧。为妈妈多次交通分享和祷告，激励起我属灵的信心成长，也给了我生活的信心。
At the beginning of the pandemic, we were actually very afraid. But through attending all the online gatherings, especially the Thursday morning, the elderly's meeting, brothers and sisters share, especially when Sister Wei began to share of her experiences, that really strengthened our faith and casted the fears away.
她得知我母亲生病不舒服，就常常为我妈妈祷告，为我们在疫情中有难处的弟兄姊妹祷告，她每一次的祷告是那样有信心有能力。
And when she found out my mother was sick, she really cared for us, and she prayed for many brothers and sisters who had difficulties during the pandemic. And whenever she prays, her heart was filled with faith, filled with power.
那时我见魏妈妈的肉体一天天的衰残，但他的生命每一天都是新鲜的、活泼的、更新变化的，活在信心里面的。
At that time, I was seeing Sister Wei. Her body was decaying, yet her spirit was renewed day by day and full of strength. And she, because she was living in her faith.
魏妈妈参加最后一次主日薄饼聚会结束，肉身是那样的软弱，而力不能支。斜歪的头又勉强地微微举起手，努努着嘴唇，无力微笑着与我打招呼。他虽然没有发出声音，但我知道他要问候我母亲。他身体软弱到这样的一个地步，还在惦记着他的姊妹身上的难处， 这是何等的信心，这让我再次看见是从基督而来的信心，依然是那样的刚强，实在是我学习的动力和榜样。
The last time I saw her at the table meeting, she was very, very weak. She had no strength to even lift up her head. But when she saw me, she still made a gesture, wanted to ask me. I knew she wanted to ask me about my mother. And I was so touched that she herself was so weak, yet all of her heart was still caring for other saints and caring for other people. And I saw this is a faith from Christ, and that faith make her strong. And this had become the great example for myself.
为妈妈，你虽然回到父神的家中，但你的音容笑貌，披戴基督的信心，留在我的里面被纪念。感谢主赐给为妈妈的信心，而卸下世上的一切重担。
Now Sister Wei is returning to her heavenly home to be with the Lord whom she loves, and all of her smile, all of her voice are still in our mind, and that she has become a great example. That we thank the Lord that she can rest from all the toils in this world.
Thank you.
John 1:38. 耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么呢？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，这天便与他同住。
From John 1:38, Jesus turned and saw them following and said, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day.
我曾在魏师母家住过一段时间，所以跟魏师母就有多一些的了解。
So I lived with Sister Wei for a period of time, and I came to know her more during that time.
魏师母的生活非常简单，她每天差不多六点钟起床，梳洗完的以后，第一件事她就是坐在她的书桌前，开始她的灵修祷告。
Her life was actually very simple. She would get up around 6 o'clock, and immediately after washing up, she would be sitting at her desk to read the Bible and to have her devotion.
差不多7点到7点半左右，她会出她的房间，然后准备吃早餐。
And she would come out of her room around 7 or 7:30 to get ready for breakfast.
有的时候圣灵感动，你还会听到她口里面一直哼着诗歌。
And when she's touched by the Spirit, she will be humming and singing.
你会发现，当她从房间出来的时候，她脸上都带着一种微笑，有一种说不出来的慈祥，还有满足的喜乐。
And you would notice whenever she come out of her room from the devotion, her face would be displaying a great, beautiful smile, full of kindness, full of joy.
很羡慕魏师母常常说有主够了，她每天都跟主有这么美好的交通，从来没有间断过，这是我可以做见证的。
And I really admire her. She always says having the Lord is enough. She has such a beautiful fellowship with the Lord. Her relationship with God has never ceased.
在魏师母的字典里面找不到抱怨这两个字。
You will not be able to find the word complaint in her dictionary.
不论他的身体多么不舒服，他坚持一定要来聚会。
No matter how weak or how discomfort that she feels in her body, she insists to come to the gathering.
这一次的疫情把我们关了将近两年的时间，他心里知道对聚会的重要，还有对弟兄姐妹思念的心越来越迫切。
And this pandemic cooped us up for over 2 years, and she really knew the importance of gathering together with the saints.And she really cared for everybody.
所以她一听说教会可以开放，她就坚持一定要来聚会。
So as soon as she found out that the church is returning in-person gathering, she insisted to come.
她是一个年长的姐妹，身上又有许多其他的问题，可是她从来没有抱怨过，也没有被她会不会被感染这件事情担心过。
She was an elderly saint, and she has other complications in her health, and yet she never complained. She never worried whether she would be infected with a disease.
她说这一切都在主的手中， 他心里面唯一担心的只有一件事情，就是他怕会错过弟兄姐妹的需要，而他没有关怀到。
She said, all of this is in God's hand, and the only thing she worried about is that she would miss out an opportunity to serve the saints, to care for their needs.
虽然他的身体不舒服或者是不方便，可是他坚持一定要来聚会，因为他说他来了也希望能够鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹都来聚会。
Even though she was ill by herself, yet she insisted on coming to the gathering, saying that she hoped by her coming she can also encourage other people to come.
魏师母是一个没有自己的人，在他的心里面只有主和教会。他是一个君尊的祭司，每个弟兄姐妹的名字都挂在他的胸牌上。
She is a completely selfless person, and all she had in her heart was the Lord, was her Lord and the church of the Lord. And she is a royal priesthood, and she carried the name of all the saints upon her breastplate.
魏师母的家是一个祷告的家，也是一个开放的家，每个弟兄姐妹的名字都在她的祷告名单上。
And her house is a house of prayer. It's also a very open house. She will have the name of all the saints in her notebook to pray for.
魏妈妈的眼力非常好，主日聚会的时候她总在看谁来了谁没有来，甚至谁的心事重重眉头深锁她也都知道。
She has great eyesight. Whenever she's here in the meeting, she will be paying attention to notice who's here, who's not, or if anyone is looking sad, having a frown on their face.
他如果发现有谁没有到，他没有来聚会，他就回家以后，他马上就会打电话去问候。
If she noticed anyone did not come, she would immediately go home and call them up and to ask how they're doing.
他说：“这是神的家，如果不能来聚会，就好像我们被主关在门外，不能回家一样。”
He says she always said, "This is the house of God. If we cannot come to the gathering, then it's like the Lord is shutting us out of the door."
魏师母她身上有许多的不舒服，但是她从来都不对人说，她只对主说。
She had much pain and discomfort in her body, but she never complained it before people. She will only tell it to the Lord.
她的双腿无力，她坐久了脚都会麻，她根本没有办法站起来。
She had no strength in her legs, and when she sat for too long, her feet would become numb, and she could not stand.
她坐久了背就会痛，所以都要带一个软垫。
And when she sat for too long, her back will hurt, and so she needs a soft cushion.
有的时候弟兄姐妹说话声音太小，她听不清楚，心里就很愧疚。
And sometimes the brothers and sisters speak too softly, and she could not hear them very clearly, and she would even feel guilty in her heart.
她经常晚上睡不好觉，可是她说只要她还能动，她就一定要来聚会。
For a long time, she could not sleep well at night, but she says, as long as I could move, I would come to the meeting.
四月底的时候，有一天她打电话给我说，为什么我都没有来带她去聚会呢？她要来聚会，她说她好久都没有来聚会。
Towards the end of April, she suddenly called me one day asking, how come you haven't taken me to the meeting hall for so long? I've missed going to the church.
她说你可不可以来带我去聚会啊?
She asked, could you take me to the church?
其实那个时候她的身体已经不允许她再出门，可是她心里挂念的只有一件事，就是神的家。
Actually, at that time, her health no longer allows her to go outside the door.Yet there was only one thing that she cared about in her heart was the house of God.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，就不能结出许多子粒来。
A grain of wheat, unless it falls in the ground and dies, it cannot bear many fruit.
虽然魏妈妈不在我们当中，但是她有一个心愿，她就是希望弟兄姐妹能够因为主的爱，学习彼此饶恕，与人和好，彼此相爱。
Even though she's no longer in our midst, but she has this one desire that we can all learn from the example of the Lord to forgive one another, to be reconciled to each other, to love each other.
虽然魏妈妈已经回天家，但她的事工还没有结束。希望我们一起来完成魏妈妈的心愿，就是能因为主的爱学习彼此饶恕，与人和好，彼此相爱。
Even though she's not here with us, but yet she returned home, yet her ministry is not complete. May we all rise up and continue the work that she began, that we can learn to forgive one another, to really, truly love and serve one another.
谢神能让我为奶奶做见证，无论我怎样的难过不舍，但她已经卸上地上的劳苦，现在安息在主怀。
We thank the Lord that I can be here and testify for our dear sister. Even though I am very, very sad and not willing to let her go, yet we know that she has ceased her toil and labor on the earth.
在主的那儿好得无比，我相信在爱我们的主的耶稣基督里会再次相见，永远在一起。
Now she's resting in the bosom of the Lord, and it is better than anything else. We believe in the love of God, we shall reunite very soon.
记得早在2015年圣诞节的时候，我在张康弟兄家认识了魏奶奶，初次见她，魏奶奶和蔼亲切的笑容给我留下了深刻的印象。
I remember it was 2015 when I first met Sister Wei in the house of Brother Zhang Kang, actually. And I still remember she was so kind and loving, and her smile has had a deep impression in my heart.
当时我已经在照顾一个小女孩两个星期了，魏莎姊妹就给我说魏奶奶需要人看顾。但是我觉得刚在这女孩家待两个星期走不合适，不守信用，就等一年以后这女孩上幼儿园了，我就没事干了就。
Sister Wei Sha told me that Sister Wei needed a helper and the caregiver, but I started taking care of a young girl just 2 weeks before that, so I thought I shouldn't just leave her and to do something else. So I served the girl for a year. After the girl began going to kindergarten, I didn't need to take care of her anymore, so I began to care for Sister Wei.
这时我的父亲提醒我说魏奶奶这里也许需要人。
So at that time, my father reminded me that perhaps Sister Wei still needed the caregiver.
我就联系了魏奶奶，在神的带领下，我就到了魏奶奶家，从此就朝夕相处了七年。
So from then I contacted Sister Wei, and by God's leading, I came to her house and to live with her for the past 7 years.
感谢赞美主。我将我带到魏奶奶的生活当中，我能切身地看到魏奶奶是怎样的爱主。
We thank the Lord for bringing me into her life so that it can be an eyewitness to how she loved the Lord.
服侍我们的弟兄姊妹，更重要的是奶奶带领我信主得救。
And I was an eyewitness to how she ministered to all the saints, and even more importantly, that she led me to my salvation.
时刻带领着我，我记得很清楚。魏奶奶身体好的时候，我们一起，经常的聚会。
And I remember still very clearly when she was in good health, we would come to the gathering all the time.
每次奶奶都要观看哪一个姊妹没有来呀。聚会完了，他都会打电话去关怀弟兄姐妹。
And our sister would pay very close attention to who's here, who was not there, and she would go back and call them up every time.
每一个弟兄姊妹的名字，她都记在心里。
And she remembers everyone by name.
奶奶的属灵生活也是我们的榜样。奶奶早上6:30起床。洗漱完毕之后就开始读圣经。
Her spiritual life is also a great example for all of us. She will get up at 6:30 in the morning, and as soon as she washes up, she will begin reading her Bible.
每次早餐前是五章。
And before breakfast, she will read 5 chapters.
吃完简单的早餐后，继续读五章。
After a simple breakfast, she will read 5 more.
在这之后，就是奶奶开始打电话问候兄弟姊妹们，关心他们的生活中的难处，和他们常常在一起祷告。
And after that, she would spend her morning calling brothers and sisters to care for their needs and to pray for them.
给大家 增添了很多的信心。
And she does all this to strengthen the faith of the saints.
魏奶奶每天时时为着教会祷告，为着我们弟兄姐妹祷告，为着远方的家人朋友祷告。
And her whole day is filled with prayers, praying for the saints, praying for our needs, praying for her family that's far away.
她真的是一个充满爱的姊妹，是一个爱人如己的姊妹。
Her heart is filled with love. She loved others as she loved herself.
用三分钟的时间，关于奶奶的见证是说不完的，哪怕三天三夜也讲不完。
And 3 minutes is not nearly enough to testify for all the things she does. Even if you gave me 3 days and 3 nights, I probably wouldn't stop.
魏奶奶的后面重病的时候，她常常意识模糊，总是觉得聚会当中。
Later on, when she was more severely ill, her mind was not clear anymore, and she always thought she was in the gathering.
睡着的时候也在大声的祷告，有的时候在梦中还在传福音。
When she was sleeping, sometimes she would pray loudly, and then even in her dreams, she would be preaching the gospel.
在她最后的生命中，在奶奶的意识中，她总觉得家里都是兄弟姊妹。
And at the very end, in her consciousness, she thought that her house was filled with brothers and sisters.
我想奶奶还是怀念和弟兄姐妹在一起的时光，我们永远纪念她。
And I know that she really missed being with brothers and sisters and in all the gatherings.
魏奶奶全心全意的爱主，她给家人的教导也是要爱主，她是爱主第一。
She loved the Lord with all of her heart, with all of her mind, and her only instruction to her family is that they should love the Lord.
我也见证了在主里长大的孩子们是多么的有爱心。
I can also testify for all the children who grew up in the Lord that they are also full of love.
为奶奶的五个女儿和女婿也都很有爱心，家人和睦，彼此相爱。
Our sister has 5 daughters and 5 son-in-laws. They are all full of love. There is great harmony in the family, and I can truly see that they love each other.
当我见证这一切的时候，我就更加的觉得，当这个家庭是由耶稣基督做主，人人爱主。
And when I witnessed all of this, I really felt that as long as a family honors the Lord as their master, as their God, then everyone will love the Lord.
那么这个家庭一定和睦，这样的家庭也是有福的。
If the love of the Lord is in the family, then there is harmony and they are truly blessed.
魏奶奶也是有福的，在最后的日子，孩子们都陪伴在她的身边。
And our sister was also blessed. In her last days, all of her children were around her.
弟兄姊妹都来看望她，奶奶心里肯定是喜乐的。
And many brothers and sisters came to visit her, and I trusted that brought her great joy.
我很想念奶奶，想念和她在一起读经、唱诗歌，我们一起祷告。
I really miss her. I miss reading the Bible with her, singing hymns with her, and praying with her.
奶奶在生病的时候，我们一起读圣经，或者我读给她听。
And when she was ill, we would read the Bible together. And sometimes she would ask me to read to her.
她就觉得身体没那么痛苦了。在这个姊妹的身上，我看到了神的恩典。
And that when she hears the word of God, she will feel that the pain in her body is alleviating.And from her, I really saw the grace of God.
神的功，还有她爱主的心，奶奶的一生爱主，给孩子们留下第一教导就是要爱主。
So I saw the work of God in her, and as a result, her love for the Lord is very evident. And she loved the Lord with all her heart, and her instruction to all of her family is that they would love the Lord.
希望我们所有的弟兄姐妹也能这样向这位姊妹学习，她是我们的好榜样，一生爱主，爱她的教会。
May we also learn from her example to love the Lord with our life, to love the Church of God.